Brewers at the Pirates on Wednesday. Neither offense could get much going against the starters. Zach Davies from Milwaukee, Gerrit Cole for the Pirates.
Cervelli sets up away, they go away, and Thames is called out on strikes. Cole from the stretch, kicks the leg, brings home the pitch, swing and a miss. Aguilar strikes out and slams the bat down. One ball and two strikes. Davies deals again. Got him looking. Fastball inside corner, and Davies is through seven strong. The 1-0 pitch, hit in the air, deep right field, backing up Polanco at the track, at the wall, it is gone. Domingo Santana goes to the opposite field, and he gives the Brewers a 2-1 lead. The kick and the pitch, swing and a fly ball, shallow right, sinking fast, it's down for a hit. Moroff scores, and the game is tied 2-2. Cervelli strikes again, and the Pirates have tied it at 2. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and that is hit in the air. Shallow center coming on as Broxton, it drops in front of him. Harrison scores from third, and the Pirates stream onto the field. They've walked off the Brewers in 10 innings here tonight, and they win it by a final score of 3-2.
The Pirates win 3-2 in 10 innings. They're now 47-48, only four games back of the Brewers. Pittsburgh's won 10 out of 12. The Brewers have dropped four in a row. The Brewers are unable to close out the Pirates in Pittsburgh on Wednesday. They lose in 10 innings, 3-2. And here's the manager's reaction, Craig Counsell.
I mean, if anything, maybe his breaking ball was a little bit, you know, off tonight. He had a good fastball for sure. Polanco hit a ground ball, and, you know, he walked Freeze on a breaking ball. Polanco hits a ground ball, and Cervelli gets jammed a little bit, but falls in. So, you know, Keon made a nice play in the first hit batter of the inning. But it's just kind of one of those innings. And, you know, the walks, I think, you know, Corey's got away with some walks because he struck out so many guys. But he didn't get away with it tonight.
And both the tying run and then the winning run were both just kind of jammed.
They're just putting the ball in play and just kind of getting rewarded for putting the ball in play, which happens for sure.
Is that just kind of the way things are going here in the stretch, you know, like little ones falling?
Yeah, I mean, I think sometimes, you're looking for something to kind of fall your way, but, sometimes it doesn't go like that, and you got to kind of make your own breaks. So, we're playing tough games. These are tough games, and they're not, we're playing, this is hard-fought baseball, and they're playing well, too, and so it's, they've been a bunch of one-run games. I mean, I think the last five games we've played against these guys are, feel like it's gone down to some kind of event in the last inning, really kind of deciding the game. So,
for as much as we've talked about the offense the last few days, I mean, the defense really came up with some big plays.
Yeah, I mean, Orlando had some nice plays as the game went on. Certainly, Keon had a nice play, had a couple nice plays. And Zach pitched, he pitched exceptional tonight. I think, one of his better starts of the year for sure. His off-speed stuff was really good tonight for sure. So he, it's definitely encouraging for him, and he pitched very well.
Kind of fell victim to that homer in the eighth. A good thing, obviously, for you. But would you have come back with him in the eighth?
No, he was done. Yeah, I was going to go to Jacob there for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Domingo. Leadoff, he looks pretty good in that spot. I mean, he scored both runs for you guys today. That big
yeah, run. I mean, Domingo's swinging the bat well. Yeah, and that's the reason he's hitting there is just you want to try to get him up a lot, and he's got a start in the first inning with a double. Maggie had a really nice at bat, and then the homer was that guy's really tough on right-handed hitters. But Domingo's got that opposite field power, and so he's hitting up there because we want him to hit a lot. He's doing a nice job tonight.
He's doing not well enough to keep him up there, you think, for the next few days? Is that something that...
It kind of depends on who's playing, I think, what guys are in the lineup. So we'll see as we move forward here.
Do you think that double can kind of, if you get a double coming off, do you think that can help a hitter's confidence in his other plate appearances?
Well, I mean, I think... you know, I think you start your first at bat with a hit, it's always a good feeling for sure, yeah.
Zach Davies was strong for the Brewers, lasting seven innings, giving up eight hits, an unearned run, a walk, and struck out four, and talks about his performance.
Just a mix of everything, being comfortable in every count, being able to throw every pitch in every count, and kind of work against the hitters in the sense of being off balance and mixing everything.
For you to just get through that first inning, it's been a tough inning for you at times. Just what did that mean to limit the
You know, in that first inning, there wasn't too much hard contact or anything like that, so it didn't worry me for the game, but it was nice to just keep it at one and go from there and finish out the rest of the game.
And
yes.
Go ahead. Just to get into the seventh again, I mean, that's something that you've been wanting to do, getting deeper into games.
Yeah, definitely. I know that the team kind of needed to pick me up, and we needed to kind of get rolling, but, you know, I just went out there and tried to finish what I had started in the beginning of the game, getting guys out, getting early outs, and just try and go deep into the game for the bullpen and try and hand it over.
Some really good defense behind you tonight, and you were part of that on that bunt play. Were you expecting that, obviously, mm-hmm. squared around? Is that something you guys practice and PFP and all that, or is that more of a reaction instinct kind of play?
In spring we've got squeeze plays and like soft hits like that. So I mean, it's not something that we haven't seen before and we haven't practiced in the past, but you know, bouncing off the mound quick and making sure that you have a chance at that play, that was kind of the biggest thing for me.
That's tough too, to underhand it and be accurate with that too, right?
Yeah, you get yourself into position and you round it and you get the right lane to throw, and thankfully it was right timing where we can put the tag on and get the guy out and kind of go from there.
Team, you guys haven't had many stretches like this to lose four games in a row and tough losses too. Mm. But just kind of, where do you assess where the team is at right now in terms of mindset?
You know, we're still ahead. I think that's what guys kind of tend to forget, is we built a lead for a reason, where we know that something like this could happen. But at the end of the day, we're still ahead. And looking back, I think we had like a five game stretch where we lost, and we followed it up with the best month of the season. So you never know where that could take us to.
The series finale on Thursday has Jameson Taillon going for the Pirates against Jimmy Nelson of the Brewers.